There are many philosophies and ideologies around the world.
Na svete je veľa filozofií alebo takých presvedčení rôznych.
All of them have leaders in their movement.
Všetky majú vo svojom hnutí lídrov.
The only movement with a resurrected person is the Christian movement.
Ale jediné hnutie, kde človek vstal z mŕtvych, to je kresťanstvo.
Dobré ráno. It's a great joy and a blessing for me to be here.
Je to pre mňa veľká radosť a veľké požehnanie, že tu môžem dnes byť.
I would like to greet your pastor, your pastors, and I also would like to bring greetings to you from the United States of America.
Chcel by som pozdraviť vašich farárov, ale aj vás a priniesť srdečné pozdravy z Ameriky.
It was a great joy for me to be here and be part of the conference over the weekend.
Mal som veľkú radosť z toho, že som mohol byť tuná a byť súčasťou aj konferencie, ktorá sa konala tento víkend.
3 months ago I was in China.
Pred 3 mesiacmi som bol v Číne.
The church is packed, full.
Kostol je plný.
In Shanghai and also in Beijing.
Bol som v Šanghaji a tiež v Pekingu.
And I was in India 2 months ago.
A pred 2 mesiacmi som bol v Indii.
The church was full.
Kostol opäť plný.
And then we were in Tanzania.
A potom som bol v Tanzánii.
And the church was full.
A kostol plný.
And I came here to Slovakia.
A potom prichádzam sem na Slovensko.
And the church is full.
A kostol je plný.
Oh, this is a great time to be a Christian.
Toto je skvelý čas na to byť kresťanom.
The word of God is alive.
Božie slovo je živé.
God continues to do amazing things around the world.
Boh koná úžasné veci po celom svete.
And today I would like to speak on the book of Acts chapter 1.
Dnes by som chcel hovoriť na text zo Skutkov apoštolov z 1. kapitoly.
And I would like to ask my brother Martin Luther to read the text.
Chcem požiadať môjho brata Martina, aby prečítal text. Takže budeme čítať Skutky apoštolov 1. kapitolu od 1. po 8. verš. Prvú knihu Teofil napísal som o všetkom, čo Ježiš činil a učil od počiatku až do tohto dňa, v ktorý bol vzatý do neba, keď skrze Ducha Svätého dal poverenie apoštolom, ktorých si vyvolil, ktorým sa po svojom umučení aj prejavoval živý mnohými dôkazmi, ukazujúc sa im 40 dní a hovoriac o kráľovstve Božom. Keď boli spolu, prikázal im, aby neodchádzali z Jeruzalema, ale aby očakávali zasľúbenie Otcovo, o ktorom, tak im riekol, počuli ste odo mňa, totiž, že Ján krstil vodou, ale vy o niekoľko dní budete pokrstení Duchom Svätým. A oni, tam zídení, spýtali sa ho, Pane, či v tomto čase obnovíš kráľovstvo pre Izrael? Odpovedal im, nie je vašou vecou znať časy a príhodné chvíle, ktoré Otec určil svojou mocou, ale príjmite moc Ducha Svätého, ktorý zostúpi na vás a budete mi svedkami aj v Jeruzaleme, aj po celom Judsku, aj v Samárii a až do posledných končín zeme. Amen. Toľko je slov Písma Svätého.
Ďakujem, Martin Luther. The topic that I want to speak on comes from the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 3.
Takže téma, o ktorej chcem dnes hovoriť, je ukotvená vlastne v knihe Skutkov apoštolských v tej prvej kapitole v 3. verši.
2 weeks ago, all of us around the world celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Pred 2 týždňami sme všetci na celom svete oslavovali vlastne to najdôležitejšie zmŕtvychvstanie Pána Ježiša Krista.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the backbone of Christianity.
Zmŕtvychvstanie Pána Ježiša to je ten základ kresťanstva.
Paul wrote 1/3 of the New Testament because he was convinced of the resurrection of Jesus.
Pavol napísal 1/3 novej zmluvy, pretože bol presvedčený o zmŕtvychvstaní Pána Ježiša.
All the disciples of Jesus died preaching the gospel around the world because they were convinced of the resurrection of Jesus.
Všetci Ježišovi učeníci zomreli po celom svete preto, že boli presvedčení o zmŕtvych staní Pána Ježiša.
There are many religions around the world.
Na svete je veľa náboženstiev.
All of them have religious leaders.
Všetky majú nejakých náboženských vodcov.
There are many philosophies and ideologies around the world.
Na svete je veľa filozofií alebo takých presvedčení rôznych.
All of them have leaders in their movement.
Všetky majú vo svojom hnutí lídrov.
The only movement with a resurrected person is the Christian movement.
Ale jediné hnutie, kde človek vstal z mŕtvych, to je kresťanstvo.
All the gospel writers start from different place in the history of Israel.
Všetci písatelia evanjelií začali niekde inde v tej histórii izraelského národa.
Matthew starts from Abraham.
Matúš začína od Abrahama.
Mark starts writing from John the Baptist.
Marek začína od Jana Krstiteľa.
Luke starts from Adam.
Lukáš začína od Adama.
John starts from the eternal word.
Jan začína od večného slova.
All of them start from different places.
Každý začína z iného miesta.
But all of them end in the same place.
Ale všetci končia na jednom a tom istom mieste.
All of them focus on the resurrection of Jesus.
Všetci sa zameriavajú na zmŕtvych stanie Pána Ježiša.
That tells us the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus is the most important heartbeat of the Christian faith.
A to nám hovorí, že ukrižovanie a zmŕtvych stanie Pána Ježiša, to je tá najdôležitejšia vec, to je ten puls srdca kresťanstva.
So when Jesus was resurrected,
takže keď Ježiš vstal z mŕtvych,
according to the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 3,
podľa skutkov 1. kapitoly 3. verša,
he gave them many convincing proofs that he was alive.
Dal im veľa takých presvedčivých dôkazov o tom, že je živý.
There were so many evidences that he was alive.
Bolo toľko veľa tých dôkazov, že je živý.
So I would like to speak on few of those evidences before I sit down.
A ja by som chcel povedať aspoň o niektorých z tých dôkazov predtým, ako si sadnem naspäť.
How do we know that Jesus is alive today?
Ako vieme, že Ježiš je živý aj dnes?
How do we know that Jesus was risen from the dead?
Ako vieme, že Ježiš vstal z mŕtvych?
How do we proclaim the resurrection of Jesus with absolute confidence and certainty?
Ako môžeme tvrdiť o zmŕtvych staní Ježiša s absolútnym presvedčením?
Evidence number one is his physical appearance.
Dôkaz číslo 1 je jeho fyzický obraz. To, ako bol tam.
He appeared to his disciples and followers over 11 times physically.
On sa ukázal svojim učeníkom a následovníkom 11 krát priamo ako človek, fyzicky tam bol prítomný.
It was not a vision, a dream or a nightmare.
To nebola žiadna vízia, žiaden sen, žiadna nočná mora.
It was not mystical or mythological.
Nebolo to nič mystické ani mytologické.
It was not a spiritual experience.
Nebol to duchovný zážitok.
They touched him.
Oni sa ho dotýkali.
He was alive.
Bol živý.
They touched his scars.
Oni sa dotkli jeho rán.
They touched his body.
Dotkli sa jeho tela.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is a bodily resurrection.
Zmŕtvych stanie Ježiša Krista, to je zmŕtvych stanie s telom.
They have seen him. They have seen him with their eyes.
Oni to videli.
They have touched him with their hands.
Oni sa dotkli jeho rúk.
They have heard him with their ears.
Počuli ho svojimi ušami.
They have walked with him.
Kráčali s ním.
They have sat with him.
Sedeli s ním.
So they have seen him, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a bodily resurrection.
Takže je jasné, že to zmŕtvychvstanie Pána Ježiša, že to je zmŕtvychvstanie tela.
Evidence number two.
Dôkaz číslo 2.
After his resurrection, Jesus Christ spoke about the kingdom of God.
Potom, ako Pán Ježiš stal z mŕtvych, tak hovoril o kráľovstve Božom.
Jesus, before his death, and Jesus, after his resurrection, had exactly the same message.
Ježiš predtým, ako zomrel a potom, ako vstal z mŕtvych, mal úplne rovnaké posolstvo. To isté hovoril.
Before he died, he was speaking about the kingdom of God.
Predtým, ako zomrel, hovoril o kráľovstve Božom.
After his resurrection, he spoke about the kingdom of God.
Potom, ako vstal z mŕtvych, hovoril o kráľovstve Božom.
This tells us two things.
Toto nám hovorí dve veci.
Number one,
poprvé,
the word of God will never change.
Božie slovo sa nikdy nezmení.
It is eternal.
To je večné.
In all countries, in all seasons, in all philosophies, in all circumstances, the word of God will stay alive.
Vo všetkých národoch, vo všetkých okolnostiach, vo všetkých filozofiách Božie slovo bude stále to isté.
It will never change.
Ono sa nikdy nezmení.
The second, Jesus spoke exactly the same message before and after his death.
Po druhé, Ježiš hovoril presne to isté posolstvo pred svojou smrťou a potom, ako vstal z mŕtvych.
That is the second evidence of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
A to je druhý dôkaz Evanjelia Ježiša.
Evidence number three.
Tretí dôkaz.
He ate with them.
Jedol s nimi.
He sat down.
Sadol si.
He broiled fish.
Upiekol rybu.
And then he broke fish.
Potom ju zlámal.
He gave them.
Dal ju im.
And he ate.
A on jedol tiež.
It was in the morning, a breakfast.
Boli to raňajky, bolo to ráno.
He went down to the Sea of Tiberias.
Išiel ku Tiberiackému jazeru.
There were seven of his disciples.
Boli tam siedmi jeho učeníci.
They were depressed.
Boli v depresii.
They were hopeless.
Nemali nádej.
They were sad.
Boli smutní.
And they were trying to catch fish.
A snažili sa chytiť ryby.
When you are depressed, even the fish run away from you.
Keď ste smutní v depresii, tak aj ryby od vás utekajú.
They were trying to catch fish and the fish was running away from them.
Oni sa snažili chytať tie ryby a tie ryby išli preč od nich.
When you are away from Jesus, even the fish will run away from you.
Keď si preč od Ježiša, tak aj ryby od teba utečú.
So they were trying to catch fish the whole night.
Takže celú noc sa snažili chytať ryby.
Jesus comes in the morning.
A Ježiš prichádza ráno.
And he says, children, do you have any fish?
A on hovorí, deti, máte nejaké ryby?
He knew that the fish was running away from them the whole night.
A on vedel, že celú noc od nich tie ryby utekali preč.
He said, do you have any fish?
A on sa pýta, máte nejaké ryby?
They said, nothing.
A oni povedali, nič.
Life without Jesus is nothing.
Život bez Ježiša je nič.
It's only sweat.
Je to iba pot.
It's only hard work.
Je to iba ťažká práca.
It's only labor.
Je to ťažká práca.
And Jesus, life without Jesus is meaningless, it is empty, it is hopeless.
Život bez Ježiša je bezvýznamný, je prázdny, je beznádejný.
Children, do you have any fish?
Deti, máte nejaké ryby?
Nothing.
Nič.
So he said, throw the net this way.
A on im hovorí, hoďte sieť tamtým smerom.
And they threw the net to the right.
A oni hodili tú sieť doprava.
And they threw the net, and because Jesus is here,
a hodili tú sieť, a pretože tam bol Ježiš,
all the fish start to swim to their net.
Zrazu všetky ryby začali plávať ku tej sieti.
When you are with Jesus, even the fish will love you.
Keď ste s Ježišom, dokonca aj ryby vás budú milovať.
You know, their empty net was filled with 153 fish.
Viete, tá prázdna sieť bola naplnená 153 rybami.
And they were pulling the net.
A oni ťahali tú sieť.
And they were looking at the man.
Pozerali sa na toho muža.
They were pulling the net.
Ťahali sieť.
Looking at the man.
Pozerali sa na muža.
John said, oh, this is Jesus.
A Jan hovorí, oh, však to je Ježiš.
Peter looked and he threw his net and jumped into the water.
Peter, keď to videl, zhodil zo seba oblečenie, skočil do vody.
He was ashamed. He was ashamed.
On sa hanbil.
He said, I am a sinner.
On povedal, veď ja som hriešny.
And Jesus said, don't worry, come.
A on hovorí, Ježiš mu hovorí, nič sa neboj, poď.
When they came,
a keď prišli,
he has already cooked fish breakfast.
A on im už stihol pripraviť raňajky, rybu.
Before his crucifixion.
Pred svojim ukrižovaním.
They ate the last supper.
Pred ukrižovaním Pána Ježiša mali poslednú večeru.
And after his resurrection.
A potom ako vstal z mŕtvych.
They ate the last breakfast.
Mali posledné raňajky.
Which means life now starts.
Čo znamená, že život práve začína.
Have you ever had breakfast with Jesus?
Už si mal niekedy raňajky s Ježišom?
When Jesus eats breakfast with you, your day will be wonderful.
Ak Ježiš je s tebou raňajky, tvoj deň bude úžasný.
Eat breakfast with Jesus every morning.
Jedz raňajky s Ježišom každé ráno.
And give him thanks every morning.
A vzdávaj mu vďaky každé ráno.
He ate with them. That is the third evidence of his resurrection.
On s nimi jedol a to je tretí dôkaz toho, že vstal z mŕtvych.
The fourth evidence of resurrection.
Štvrtý dôkaz toho, že vstal z mŕtvych.
While he was eating with them.
Počas toho, ako s nimi jedol.
He told them one thing.
Povedal im jednu vec.
He gave them a command.
Dal im príkaz.
He said, "Wait in Jerusalem."
Povedal im, počkajte v Jeruzaleme.
And I am going to send you the Holy Spirit.
A ja vám pošlem Ducha Svätého.
And they were waiting in Jerusalem for 10 days.
A oni v Jeruzaleme čakali 10 dní.
After his ascension.
A potom ako vstúpil na nebesa.
10 days.
10 dní.
On the 10th day the Holy Spirit came.
A na 10. deň Duch Svätý prišiel.
The Holy Spirit is now in the church.
Duch Svätý je teraz v cirkvi.
The Holy Spirit doesn't come every day.
Duch Svätý neprichádza každý deň.
It's already given to the church.
On už je daný cirkvi, on už je tu.
It's in the body of Christ.
On je v Kristovom tele.
Here you sing the song that you were singing how great is our God.
Spievali sme pieseň, aký veľký je náš Boh.
Nafsilante mezmur tazimalet hayal girum talak amlak nafsilante mezmur tazimalet hayal girum talak amlak. The same spirit.
Ten istý duch.
In Slovakia.
Na Slovensku.
In America.
V Amerike.
In Russia.
V Rusku.
In Ethiopia.
V Etiópii.
In Nigeria.
V Nigerii.
In Sweden.
V Švédsku.
In Norway.
V Norsku.
The same spirit.
Ten istý duch.
One spirit.
Jeden duch.
It was given to the church.
Bol daný cirkvi.
That same spirit is the fourth evidence of the Holy Spirit of the resurrection of Jesus.
A ten istý duch, to je ten štvrtý dôkaz z mŕtvych stania Pána Ježiša.
One day in heaven all of us will sing together.
Jedného dňa v nebi všetci budeme spolu spievať.
All of us will sing in our languages.
A každý bude spievať vo svojom jazyku.
All of you will sing in your culture.
Všetci budete spievať v svojej kultúre.
We will sing, we will dance.
Budeme spievať, budeme tancovať.
And the Slovaks will sing like this.
A Slováci budú takto spievať.
All of us will dance in our own culture.
Každý bude tancovať v tej svojej kultúre.
All of us will sing in our own ways.
Každý bude spievať podľa toho, ako
that
ako
is
to
the fourth evidence of the resurrection.
A to je štvrtý dôkaz zmŕtvych stania.
Let me give you the fifth evidence of the resurrection.
Dovolte, aby som vám dal piaty dôkaz.
Jesus promised.
Ježiš zasľúbil.
This gospel,
tieto evanjelia,
will be preached around the world.
Sa budú kázať po celom svete.
And he was talking to Peter.
A hovoril Petrovi.
James.
Jakubovi.
Jacob.
Jakubovi.
And John.
Janovi.
Andrew.
Andrejovi.
Philip.
Filipovi.
Matthew.
Matúšovi.
All the 12 disciples.
Všetkým 12 učeníkom.
He was saying to them, you will go around the world.
On im povedal, pôjdete po celom svete.
And preach the gospel of Jesus.
A budete kázať evanjelium Ježiša.
They don't know the language of the other cultures.
Oni nepoznali jazyky iných kultúr.
These people are not educated.
Toto nie sú nejakí učení ľudia.
They don't have a degree.
Oni nemajú žiadne tituly.
They don't have a passport.
Nemajú pasy.
They don't have money.
Nemajú peniaze.
They have never traveled.
Nikdy necestovali.
These are ordinary fishermen.
Toto sú jednoduchí rybári.
Up in Galilee.
V Galilee.
But Jesus was saying, go around the world and preach the gospel.
Ale Ježiš im hovorí, choď do celého sveta a káž evanjelium.
At the end of the day,
na konci dňa
Thomas preached in India.
Na konci teda Tomáš kázal v Indii.
Mark preached in Africa.
Marek v Afrike.
Paul preached in Europe.
Pavol v Európe.
Peter went to Rome.
Peter išiel do Ríma.
All of us died preaching the gospel around the world.
A všetci zomreli vlastne kázaním evanjelia po celom svete.
Today the Bible is translated into more than 3000 languages.
Dnes je Biblia preložená do viac ako 3000 jazykov.
That promise of Jesus is fulfilled.
A to zasľúbenie Ježiša je naplnené.
The gospel is now preached around the world.
Evanjelium je kázané po celom svete.
Evidence number 6.
Šiestý dôkaz.
Jesus is alive.
Ježiš je živý.
And they asked him one question.
A oni sa ho pýtali jednu otázku.
When are you going to return the kingdom of Israel?
Kedy obnovíš kráľovstvo Izraela?
He heard their question.
On počul ich otázku.
He understood their question.
On jej rozumel.
And he answered their question.
A aj na ňu odpovedal.
Jesus is alive because he answers our prayers.
Ježiš je živý, pretože odpovedá na naše modlitby.
Sometimes his answer is yes.
Niekedy odpovie áno.
Sometimes his answer is no.
Niekedy odpovie nie.
But he answers our questions.
Ale odpovedá na naše otázky.
When he says yes, it is good.
Keď odpovie áno, je to dobre.
When he says no, it is good.
Ak odpovie nie, je to dobre.
He answers it in his own way, not in our own way.
On odpovedá jeho spôsobom, nie našim spôsobom.
But he answers our prayers.
Ale odpovedá na naše modlitby.
The final evidence of his resurrection.
A posledný dôkaz jeho zmŕtvych vstania.
Evidence number 7.
Siedmy.
When he was ascending into heaven.
Keď vystupoval na nebesa.
All his disciples were just looking.
Všetci jeho učeníci iba pozerali.
Two angels came down from heaven.
Dvaja anjeli zostúpili z neba.
And they said, just as you saw him ascend.
A oni im povedali, tak ako ste ho videli vystupovať,
you will see him come back.
Uvidíte ho prichádzať naspäť.
The only evidence that is not fulfilled up to now is his second coming.
A jediný dôkaz, ktorý nie je ešte vyplnený, je ten jeho druhý príchod.
Give people 6 evidences of his resurrection.
Daj ľuďom 6 dôkazov jeho zmŕtvych stania.
If they don't believe you,
ak ti neveria,
tell them wait for the 7th one.
Tak im povedz, počkaj si na ten 7.
But you don't have to wait, you have to believe now.
Ale to nemôžeš čakať, musíš veriť teraz.
It will be too late that time.
Už keď bude zostupovať z neba, už bude neskoro.
And Jesus will come back one day.
A Ježiš sa jedného dňa vráti.
When he comes back, everything will stop.
A keď sa vráti, tak sa všetko zastaví.
No more debate, no more argument.
Nebudú žiadne debaty, žiadne hádky.
No more philosophies, no more ideologies.
Žiadne filozofie, žiadne ideológie.
You don't even need your cell phones.
Nebudete potrebovať ani telefón.
You don't need your television.
Ani televíziu.
You don't need your money.
Ani peniaze.
You don't need your car.
Ani auto.
It is going to be a completely new day in Jesus Christ's kingdom.
A to bude úplne nový deň v kráľovstve Ježiša Krista.
My friends and my dear brothers and sisters in Slovakia.
Moji priatelia, moji drahí bratia a sestry tu na Slovensku.
Oh, what a joy it is to stand in your country and witness the resurrection of Jesus.
Neviete si predstaviť, aká je to obrovská radosť tu stáť vo vašej krajine a svedčiť o tom, že Ježiš Kristus stal z mŕtvych.
I grew up in a communist Ethiopia.
Ja som vyrastal v komunistickej Etiópii.
Where over 3000 churches were closed.
Viac ako 3000 zborov bolo zavretých, kostolov.
Where our fathers spent years in prison.
Naši otcovia strávili roky vo väzení.
Some of our fathers even died.
Niektorí naši otcovia zomreli.
But today the church of Jesus Christ is exploding in Africa.
Ale dnes v Afrike cirkev Ježiša Krista stúpa, rastie.
And as a small boy I remember about Slovakia, it used to call Czechoslovakia.
Keď som bol malý chlapec, tak si pamätám, ako hovorili o Slovensku, vtedy to ešte hovorili o Československu.
And our leaders in Ethiopia used to tell us a great socialist country Czechoslovakia.
A naši lídri v komunistický nám hovorili úžasné Československo socialistické.
Today Ethiopia is a Christian country.
Dnes je Etiópia kresťanským národom.
Slovakia is a Christian country.
Slovensko je kresťanským národom.
We all believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
Všetci veríme vo zmŕtvych stane Ježiša.
He is victorious.
On je víťaz.
He is alive.
On je živý.
And you have to have that confidence, that joy about his resurrection.
A musíte mať tú istotu a tú radosť.
When you embrace him.
Keď ho obímete.
When you believe in him.
Keď veríte v neho.
Life will not be as usual.
Život nebude už taký ako obyčajne.
Now go with confidence.
A teraz choďte v dôvere, v istote.
Go with joy.
Choďte v radosti.
Go with absolute dependence on Jesus.
Choďte v úplnej závislosti na Ježišovi.
Because death is behind us.
Pretože smrť je za nami.
Satan is behind us.
Satan je za nami.
Sin is behind us.
Hriech je za nami.
Christ and eternal life is ahead of us.
Kristus a večný život je pred nami.
And we follow him to that eternal joy in heaven with Jesus.
A nasledujeme ho vlastne do tej večnej radosti s Ježišom.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.
Budeme sa modliť.
Almighty and everlasting Father.
Všemohúci a večný Bože.
We give you thanks this morning.
Vzdáme ti vďaky dnes ráno.
We just rejoice in your resurrection.
Len sa tak tešíme v tvojom zmrtvých stani.
We believe and we confess in your resurrection.
Veríme a vyznávame tvoje zmrtvých stanie.
We are alive today because you are alive.
My sme živí, lebo ty si živý.
We have hope today because you are alive.
Máme nádej, pretože ty si živý.
We have life because you are alive.
Máme život, pretože ty si živý.
We have a future because you are alive.
Máme budúcnosť, pretože si živý.
Now lift up our heart.
Teraz pozdvihni naše srdcia.
Our mind.
Naše mysle.
Our heart.
Naše srdcia.
Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Naplň nás svojim duchom.
Fill us with your word of God.
Naplň nás svojim slovom.
Lead us and guide us forward.
Ved nás a ukazuj nám cestu dopredu.
In Jesus' name.
V mene Ježiš.
Amen.
Amen.